Takeover Insights, the podcast by and with Judith Geis. Are you and your company affected by a takeover? Then you have come to the right place. Judith Geis is the expert on American takeovers in the German-speaking region. She shares valuable tips and tricks with you and shows you how to leverage this change for yourself and your company. This podcast is also for you if you want to take over a company in a German-speaking region. It's time to take the chance. Closure and new culture. Congratulations. Finally, the calm after the storm. Finally, it's over. Your alignments produce fewer and fewer deviations between the target and the actual situation. The new procedures are working. The US isn't sending new requests, questions, or deadlines every day. The documentation is more or less complete. All the audits and testing have met with success. Inventory is complete. All post-takeover tasks have been completed at least once in compliance with the new requirements. The work groups are being dissolved bit by bit, and the day-to-day business is again taking center stage. Once the deep-rooted post-takeover change process ends, it will be important to allow things to sink in. In most cases, the collaborative work with outside help and experts will also be coming to an end soon. Temporary employment contracts are being terminated. The project and interim managers' contracts are ending. If this closure happens too quickly or too abruptly, it can lead to burnout in managers and employees alike. All of a sudden, no one is there to provide immediate help when new requests arrive from the US, when some procedures doesn't work as planned, or when some procedural detail wasn't noted or has been forgotten. Real world example 22. Telephone choker and select support. Finally, things have calmed down again. Mr. B was beaming with joy. Slowly, he and his employees were noticing that they have arrived in the new world. Then Mr. B jolted up in his chair. He had to make a decision. What was he supposed to do with the outside experts still supporting the managers and employees? This decision, too, was necessary for the new normal to arrive once and for all. During the process, Mr. B had already bid farewell to a number of outside experts. Their sub-projects were complete. They had done their jobs well and soon had engagements at other companies. That went smoothly and almost without notice, he thought. But what should I do with everyone who's still here and helping? Let them all go at once? That didn't sit well with him, and so he preferred to phase them out little by little. But how to go about it? Mr. B invited the department heads to a meeting to speak about the temporary employees. He asked everyone to do two things: to identify their department's needs and to provide an assessment for moving things forward in a meaningful way without outside help and experts. In making their assessment, they were supposed to bear in mind that the SOX audit was looming. Mr. B assumed this audit would bring with it the one or the other task that would have to be done due to the audit. The department heads gave their recommendations, and a short while later, several departments returned to normal operations without any outside help whatsoever. Mr. B's team wanted to play a telephone choker whenever they needed answers to difficult questions. The company should receive help for specific events, such as reporting weeks. Besides, English courses should be given at regular intervals and training for the new tools, and both should be offered by the parent company. Being able to fall back on help when needed provides stability. It will be less likely that problems will be put off. In most cases, problems will be able to be discussed with experts on short notice. That provides for orderly processes and contentment in the team. A new culture is established. But how do you know the storm has truly passed? As simple as just defining a project end date may sound, it's not at all simple. What's been unfrozen and changed will not be frozen into place in such a short amount of time. Compare section 5.3. The situation is comparable to a lake that freezes bit by bit in winter. It takes time for the first ice to form, and then one must test carefully whether and where the ice is thick before a stable covering layer of ice forms at some point.
Master your daily work during the integration into an American parent company with the blueprint of a takeover. The book supports you with a clear system, many practical examples and tips. Learn more at www.thebridge-online.com. For sure, you will find also the link in the show notes.